This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. Ukraine reported a fresh round of Russian drone attacks Monday, with much of the focus on the Ukrainian capital, Kyiv. Reporting from Kyiv Monday, correspondent Anna Chernikova spoke with VOA's Flashpoint program about how Monday's attacks compared to a similar attack on Friday.
What I can say is that the attacks that happened on Friday, Russian forces mostly used missiles in addition to drones. Tonight, Russian forces used drones, and most of those drones were actually targeting the city of Kyiv. So for the moment, we know that there were in total 35 drones used, and 30 of those 35 were destroyed by the Ukrainian air defense, and just 23 of those 35 were registered over the city of Kyiv alone. And Ukrainian air defense managed to destroy 18 drones out of 23 over the city of Kyiv. And for the moment, we know that energy infrastructure was targeted, and energy infrastructure was hit.
Russian warships have set off to take part in a joint naval exercise with China, an exercise that showcases increasingly close defense ties between the two countries. The Russian Defense Ministry said Monday a total of 4 warships from Russia's Pacific Fleet left to take part in maneuvers in the East China Sea beginning Wednesday. The ministry said the Chinese Navy plans to deploy several surface warships and a submarine for the exercise. Moscow and Beijing have been displaying their growing military cooperation in recent months as both face tensions with the United States. Meanwhile, Russian President Vladimir Putin visited Belarus Monday, along with his defense and foreign ministers, fanning fears in Kyiv that he intends to pressure his ex-Soviet ally to join a fresh ground offensive that would open a new front against Ukraine. This is VOA News. London's High Court ruled Monday Britain's plan to send illegal migrants to Rwanda is lawful. It's a victory for Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, who has made a high-stakes political promise to tackle the record number of migrants arriving in Britain on small boats across the English Channel. Reuters correspondent Rachel Graham reports.
Judges said it was consistent with the Refugee Convention for Britain to make arrangements with the Rwandan government to send asylum seekers to the country more than 4,000 miles away. Asylum claims would then be determined in Rwanda. Figures show a record number of more than 40,000 migrants have come from France this year, many having made the journey from Afghanistan, Iran, or other countries suffering war. After the ruling, Britain's Interior Minister, Suella Braverman, said the government's focus is now on proceeding with the deportation policy as soon as possible, adding that it was ready to defend against any further legal challenges. The Rwandan government welcomed the court's decision, with a spokeswoman saying her country is ready to offer migrants the chance to build a new life, though the government victory will not mean flights can take off straight away, because there may be further appeals in British courts.
That's Reuters correspondent Rachel Graham reporting. The U.S. House of Representatives' January 6 committee Monday will wrap up its investigation into the violent insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. Associated Press correspondent Donna Warder reports.
The panel of 7 Democrats and 2 Republicans are expected today to recommend that the Justice Department consider criminal charges against former President Donald Trump and possibly associates and staff who helped him launch a campaign to try to overturn the 2020 presidential election. The criminal referral is symbolic for the most part, and the panel will dissolve on January 3rd with the new Republican-led House. The panel's conclusion? That Trump is to blame for the violent attack on the Capitol by his supporters. Donna Warder, Washington.
Police in Canada's Ontario province said Monday 6 people, including a 73-year-old suspect, died, and one person was seriously injured in a shooting at a residential building in the city of Vaughan in Canada's Ontario province Sunday night. Authorities have not released more information about the victims, the suspect, or the suspect's motive. The York Regional Police Department said police responded to a call of an active male shooter who had several victims at a condominium in Vaughan, about 31 kilometers from Toronto, at about 7:20 local time Sunday. Special Investigations Unit spokesperson Christy Dant said the suspect, who used a semi-automatic handgun, was shot at by police and pronounced dead at the scene. Dant said the victims resided in different floors and that she believed once police arrived, there was not an exchange of gunfire. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.